You a big rock fan?
Kind of. Very talented guy.
Patrick, what have you seen from Travis Kelce and this practice and against Gronk help you in preparing for a guy like that?
Yeah, Kelce's good. Kelce's good, man. He's very explosive, good hands, good run after the catch is key with him, and he's good. I mean, he wouldn't be in the playoffs. The team wouldn't be in the playoffs if he wasn't good. So he's a good player, man, and just got to try to limit his production as best we can.
What was it like watching the games as a fan over the weekend?
Same like Devin said, I was just watching. You can't really see the whole scheme of the play, the film we watch, you get to see everything. So as far as just, we just watch the game, you watch it as a fan, but then sometimes you do watch it like, all right, it's 4th-and-1. What might they do? What might they not do? And kind of like that, you can't really get a full grasp of what you're really going to see until you watch film coming into here.
Devin said some guys were right and some guys were wrong. Which category are you in?
I was wrong. I was wrong. We had a little bet on it, but it was cool. Not money bet, which is like, 10 push-ups or whatever, but it was fun. It was fun watching it, but you can't really, when you have your time off, to take your time off and be able to laugh and have, fun like that. Because, when you get here, it's a business time,
And they said there was a lot of urgency out there in practice. Did you feel that way as well?
Yeah. It was like we didn't skip a beat. It was like straight, just go. Go, get your, whatever we have that we need to work on, we're working on, and whatever we're good at, just try to stay good at those things. And it wasn't like a walk-through practice today, man. It was a full go. So it was good. It was good to get back out there.
Physically, how much do you think you benefited from the week off?
I think we all benefited. I mean, a week, really, week and a half-ish, if you want to put it that way. But, I mean, we all benefited from it. I mean, you can sit down and just relax, and you'll get your cold tubs and your massages and everything. It's going to make you feel a little fresh. So we were fresh out there today just to get back into it, and now it's full go. We've got a couple more days.
Can you draw any comparisons between Tannehill and Smith? They're not traditional mobile quarterbacks, but they are athletic and they can make plays with their.
I mean, you can't really compare anybody to somebody else because they're their own person. But I mean, Alex is good. He gets the ball out quick, makes good decisions. He can run the ball just like Tannehill. They're kind of the same guys in a different offense, if you can see it that way. But they're not the same. It's kind of hard to say, Tannehill is just like Smith, because they're not. But, I mean, as far as having a running quarterback that can extend the plays, when no one's open, and yeah, if you put in that aspect, then yeah, they're definitely the same.
You haven't been home in 4 weeks. Is it refreshing to play at home?
Yeah, of course. We don't have to fly anywhere. So we're relaxing, waiting for them to come in. So it should be a good game.
Does Macklin's uncertainty make it difficult for the secondary to prepare for the Chiefs?
You got to prepare as if he's going to be there. And if he's not there, then you make your adjustments. Because he's a great player, and they're not going to have a guy. It could be the last game, could be the next, second, third last game. But you got to play with the guys you have, and you got to go out there and try to compete. So we got to practice as if he's going to be playing in the game, and then just go from there.
Success running with Charles and Davis. Now it's West and Ware. What do you see from those guys? And what is it about Kansas City's running game that makes it so effective?
They're good. I mean, they're good. They're downhill, and those guys back in the backfield can make plays. Not having Charles and those guys is going to hurt, but those guys are good too. They're producing. I mean, in getting the ball and outside catching the ball. So it'll be good. They're a good team, very explosive team as a whole. So we have to do what we can, just play our game, not worry about what they're going to do, just kind of worry about us and us playing good and executing as consistent as possible is what's going to be key for us.
How good did it seem to have Julian out there at a full go practice?
Yeah, it felt good. Jules, a little, what are they calling this, flying squirrel? It was good. It was good to have him out there. We were all out there practicing, so it was good.
Cool.